We're going to go ahead and jump to item six, which is discuss impossible action for formation of technical committees. And I apologize for not explaining this earlier. Some of y'all might be wondering, why are you hearing way too much of Alicia and just seeing Brandon? This has to do with the state regulations that the person hosting the meeting has to be physically present. So technically, while the chair is on the call, as the vice chair, I was the one that had the ability to get here today. But on item six, I believe Brandon's put a lot of thought into the committee. And this is the idea of how do we progress forward with these topics? How do we get to the point of meeting these deadlines? Because as you can see, there's a lot of very technical, weedy information that we need to get into, and we can only kick this down the road so many times. So Brandon, if you would, I'd let you weigh in first on your thoughts on technical committees and how those fit in with our structure and our bylaws and so forth.
Sure, thank you, Alicia. Yes, I'm coming to you from beautiful downtown Baltimore this afternoon as opposed to Waco. And so I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today about the prospect of committees. And one of the things that I ask Sam and Health Associates to do is to essentially put together a big list, and boy, they did. And my whole purpose for getting them to put together that list was to spur discussion. And we've had quite a lot of it today. The other thing that I want to point out to you all is we keep talking about a January submittal. In actuality, for us, it's really more of a December 14th meeting where we're going to get together and consider approval of a document that would be sent forward by Health in January, unless some of you all want to get together during the Christmas holidays and so forth to do those approvals. And so just from a pragmatic standpoint, you really have three full group meetings between now and then. In addition, because you've got that great big list that Health put in front of you for discussion, I really do think we're going to need to have and break this down into committees. And so as an example, there are some of you that deal with flooding every single day. And there's others of us like me who have not been a floodplain manager for 10 or 15 years. And so those of you that are really more focused on the technical end, I think if we could get you in groups of committees and so forth to where we can go through each one of these and make recommendations on how to get these into a list that you can all be happy with and recommend to the full group. And so that being said, you may want to break this down into committees by tasks. And Sam, I'd ask you to help guide us on that, or perhaps some other methodology, but we need to whittle down our standards or our practices, and we need to get our goals and so forth and get those into place. I would recommend that we get together and meet ideally in person, and I know we're all busy, but ideally in person and meet for several hours until we have hammered out what our recommendations could be to the group. And one last thing before I hush about this is, I'm going to want you all to volunteer for various different committees once we figure out which ones we have. And please be mindful that when you volunteer, we're going to need to have a quorum of you whenever we get together and have these meetings. And so with that, Alicia, I'll yield back to you. But I really do think we need to have committees on this based on our various tasks.
Thank you, Brandon. We're trying to pull up that slide right now. And I believe what we also had was a discussion, you know, how big do these committees need to be, you know, to meet bylaws so that we can meet quorum, right? But it is one, there's quite a bit of work. And Brandon, if you've got the slides in front of you, if you know those numbers, feel free to throw it out. You don't have it either.
I've only got one screen instead of three right now, so I don't.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of going with, I'm in this weird situation where I feel like I have zero screens in front of me. So with that, I think, again, the concept is in order for us to keep moving, we need to have, if not committees, longer work sessions, right? But we want to acknowledge that some of this is incredibly technical and some of us have some issues that are much more important to us or that we feel that we can offer more than others. And that's the idea behind committees. So let's first, while we're still scrambling a little bit to find out what's going on, is there anybody have concerns about? The idea would be we would take probably topics like you've seen discussed today, and one may be about future conditions, one may be about, you know, recommendations or whatever. Ultimately, the entire group would have to vote these forward. But what it would do is allow the committees to get to incredible detail in longer sessions and then basically make a recommendation. Is there anybody who has concerns about the fact that they may miss something if they're not on a committee, that we need to do this all collectively in a group for every topic? Or is everybody at least comfortable with the idea that we use the committees to really push this stuff forward, which means there's going to be meetings in between this meeting and the next meeting? That's the only way we're going to be able to go forward. Anybody concerns, thoughts, and understanding that means you're probably going to have to be ideally on a committee. We can use everybody we can get. Thoughts? Gary, I can always count on you. Come on, man. What do you got over there? Not much time. Yeah, I think that's part of the issue. I know people are tight on time today and tight on time in general, but.
I understand the need.
Mm-hmm. Will you turn on your mic for me real quick?
I said, I understand the need, and I understand that's really the only way that we could probably move some of this stuff forward. I'm just not sure how much more time we can give. All right, me in particular. So, yeah, I mean, if we need to do this, we need to come up with it, because this isn't going to work.
Yeah.
If I may, your alternative is we either meet like this again with a full group and we meet until we lose a quorum, or you have Alicia and I work with health associates and whittle down the list and let that be it.
Well, Alicia can have all my time.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, I mean, it's really just how do we move these things forward? And I assure you, I'm in the same situation that most of y'all are, and we all have full-time gigs. I mean, there's the other option is a lot of homework, and it means we have to be ready, and no more of half's going to present it to us. Like, you've got already read it, prepared, and ready to kind of come in and vote and act. And I'm open to any of those. We just need to figure out how are we collectively going to make those deadlines and getting as much input, because we want all of us need to represent who we're supposed to represent. And we want as much feedback, because it's definitely better when there's more of us participating.
Well, I think we need to understand what the rules will be as far as if we have the technical committees, what are the public meeting rules and how do they apply? Because
they'll still be public and they have to be posted and they have to agenda and they have to quorum.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the real problems start falling in, because there's a lot of pre-steps that have to be taken care of, a lot of coordination, and which would otherwise be a pretty easy thing where three of us get together and talk through, say, yeah, this is what I think we ought to recommend. But going through all this stuff, I don't know. I don't know how that'll work.
Brandon, I don't know if you thought at all about the size of committee or what.
Well, I really haven't, Alicia. It's one of those things where it depends on how much people are willing to commit. If I remember correctly, our bylaws say that we have to have committees of at least three people. I think that's what the bylaws say. That being said, if many of us don't have the time to do this, then we need to either have a committee of three or something to where we can whittle this down. My whole reason for putting this forward to you and asking Health to put this lengthy list in front of you is it's a whole lot easier to say, no, I don't want to do that, and, oh, yes, that's a good idea with a long list, than it is for a blank screen. And so I am perfectly satisfied with just a few of us getting together and arm wrestling over that list. And then we come back in October with a new list to see if anyone is concerned with it.
So when you're referencing lists, are you referencing the list of goals? I'm not sure if we have that list. Sam, can you speak to help me fill in the gaps there?
So what we are proposing to do is to have back before you the summary of the standards or the practices and goals that we talked about today, get that back to you for your review. And we would like to be able to come to some consensus in our October meeting, which is about a month from now. So if there needs to be more discussion on what we've presented to you today, then you could have a committee just meet before 2 weeks before our meeting, go through the list and say, yes, this is what we want to go forward with, representing the group so that we can just take action on, we approve of these, they're draft goals. I mean, this is a draft report. And I think you can change them later if you feel like they need to be revised. But we have to get to the Texas Water Development Board. We want to show them we're making progress. We've gone down this road. So we can push that into November. So if you decide that you want to keep meeting, we can finalize those in our October meeting. We may need a little bit longer meeting, but we in our October meeting finalize those, that list, we put it out for public review, and then we approve them in November. And we're
Logistically, there's a problem with getting the public notice and everything to suddenly throw in a meeting between now and a month from now.
It's a challenge if it's a full committee, yes. If it's, you know, admin committee, then that smaller, that's a standing. We don't post those or have to post those, I don't believe. So I guess other than, that's enough in its own right, right? The sort of the big topics we went over today, that's needed by October. Is there another sort of, it sounds like future conditions we don't need to solve by October? Because that, I think, might be its own. You're going to get your own little group, I think, sir. But, you know, if we get it into smaller pieces, I guess you guys give us some thoughts. Do you think we did a lot of discussion today? And I know we're running longer than maybe some of y'all wanted to, but that was good. And I think we got a lot from everybody. Is there anybody that would feel left out if half took what they felt like they heard, summarized it, and just bounce it off Brandon and I to try to refresh it with the idea of we'll get it to you as soon as we can before the October meeting and really maybe try to take a shot at voting in October? Is there anybody who would feel like, hey, I missed my opportunity, or I'm feeling left out, or that's not feasible? Okay.
Brandon. I think that works, Alicia. If you and I are able to get together sooner than later, and once we have generated a list, get it out to everyone.
Okay.
And that way we're not sending the list out 2 days before the meeting. We're sending it out fairly early on. And then if any of you have any concerns or questions, you can certainly contact Pam. I think if you contact us, it may be a problem, but you can certainly contact Pam and we can talk about it a little bit.
Okay. So we're not saying never committees. I really think we're going to have a couple of these technical topics. We need to do them. It sounds like we don't need to form those just yet. And again, and where we are on time today, I'm going to recommend, unless I hear objections, that we're going to ask half to take the feedback, including, you know, Jacob's team and what they heard, update that information, send it to Brandon and I to hopefully confirm that they captured what we thought you guys said. Also, scrub it, get it to you guys at least a week before the voting meeting with the idea of, please, everybody need to read it and be ready, ideally to vote or to object and give some feedback on how half would need to change it. So that one of the benefits also by getting it done in October is we need to move on to the next topic, and it would be easier for all of us to deal with topic at a time. Then I don't know about you, but it's killing me to try to deal with three or four of these topics at once. So if we can get the goals off the table, I think that would help. Any objections to that concept?
If that's a motion, I second it.
So how about this? For now, we're going to take no action on committees. I'm going to ask Pam to leave it on the agenda standing because I can think it may come up after the next half presentation. Anybody else want to speak on that before we move on to item 7, if Reich's still alive out there somewhere?
I'm still here.